You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Alexa Datt, and today we are talking Nationals baseball. We bring in our Nationals reporter for MLB.com, Jamal Collier. Jamal, winter meetings right around the corner, and I know the Nationals are not going to make any significant moves, but that doesn't mean they won't make any moves that are going to become key as big parts of their roster next season. One thing I know they're going to be looking to add is rotation depth. They're happy with their first four in the rotation, but they don't have a clear fifth starter. Who are candidates potentially for that opening?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a big question related to the Mets. They kind of want to cast kind of a far net and get very creative to look for that fifth starter spot. They've got a couple of young guys on their roster. Eric Fetty, of course, their top pitching prospect. Again, A.J. Cole pitched very well at times at the end of last year, really. And those guys definitely are going to get a shot for it. But I really think this is going to be a spot that you'll see them kind of mix and match and get a lot of veterans. Maybe some guys on minor league deals, some guys who will be trying out for the team. And you really just kind of see they're trying to build depth. And that's really like heavy on starting pitching. A lot of people obviously in the league are, but the Nats, know that starting pitching is really important. They know that so often you don't get through a season with just five or six starters, usually 8, 9, or 10. And I think that's the biggest thing for them right now is they feel like, they feel comfortable maybe with about six starters, but they really want to get, maybe three or four guys, in their organization to lengthen that out. So I think that's the biggest thing for them. If they're going to look for anybody who they feel they can give them some quality innings in case of an injury, in case they need to give some guys a rest, and just so many things can happen in starting pitching through the course of a season. So it's difficult to maybe pinpoint one guy. I know Tyler Chatwood was signed by the Cubs. He would have been a guy who kind of made some sense for them. But, I think that right now they're going to kind of look for anybody who, has some experience and give them some quality innings.
Nationals had one of the worst bullpens in the first half of the season last year. They took care of that, though, at the trade deadline with the addition of Kinsler, Doolittle, and Madsen. One area they are still struggling with, though, is middle relief. How are they going to address that at the winter meetings?
Well, this is one thing I actually talked to Rizzo about kind of a lot here around the GM meeting. On one hand, he feels a lot more comfortable with his bullpen in general. Last year, of course, looking for a closer, and it makes it a lot easier when you have those guys at the end of the bullpen already settled with Doolittle and Madsen now to try to fill in the rest of the pieces. The biggest thing is they're going to look for guys from the right, right-handed relievers, because the guys they do have, Sean Kelly, Coda Glover, they believe can be some impact arms and can give them some good innings and middle relief. Those guys got a lot of injury history on their and a lot of mileage on their arms, that they're not entirely sure exactly, one, can those guys stay healthy, and just how many innings they want to put on those guys' arms anyway if they aren't healthy. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing. I'm going to look for some guys from the right side to kind of complement them. But, they probably use another lefty as well. They're losing a couple of guys. Oliver Perez will be gone, but they do have Eddie Ramiro, Sammy Solis. But, those guys have also had some kind of up and down questions with their health as well. So, I think the Nats really, at this point, I think they would love to re-sign Kinsler. I think the biggest thing with him is whether or not he's going to get somebody that'll be willing to pay him to be a closer, because he'll obviously make more money and probably have a better kind of opportunity than he will with the Nats. But I think that they're going to make a push for him, but I think they're kind of going to wait and see what the market looks like. The market's moving so slow, so it's kind of just difficult for the Nats really to figure out exactly where they want to fit into a lot of these spots. Because they wait for everything to kind of develop.
Yeah, they got to wait for some of those bigger dominoes to fall before it starts trickling down. How about the Nats bench? It's filled with key pieces, Howie Kendrick, Adam Lind, and Jose Lobaton, but they're all free agents. So what's this bench going to look like next year?
This is one I really have no idea about. I think that, like you said, those guys who are going to be gone, I think that I feel pretty comfortable thinking that Lobaton and Adam Lind will probably not be back. I think Lobaton obviously was really in trouble last season, and they feel they can just probably do better with Pedro Severino there. You look at a guy like Adam Lind, they could have kept Adam Lind if they wanted to. They had an option for him, and they declined his mutual option, so I'd be surprised if they worked something out to get Adam Lind back. Howie Kendrick's guy they probably would like to have back, but they probably don't have a whole lot of playing time or a whole lot of money really to what they would like to commit to that to him. So I think the biggest thing is they're looking for guys like that, who can come cheap, who can come late. Adam Lind was a guy they got right before spring training last year, and they signed him to a $1 million deal, literally the day they were reporting to, or pitchers and catchers reported. I think that's going to be the thing for them, is they can get some veteran guys coming off the bench who might come on good deals to kind of complement some of the young guys that they believe that, can take a step forward. Wilmer Defoe, Pedro Severino, probably be in that mix. I've seen guys like that. I think that it's going to be kind of a mix and match. And one thing I'm kind of interested to see is, because that bench was so important for them last year at times, and some of those guys played a pretty key role filling in for guys being injured or coming off the bench and hitting pinch hit home runs or such. So it's pretty much up in the air right now that their bench is it's not really any key direction they're necessarily looking for or any key guys they're targeting so far.
All right, we talked about players that could join the team. Now let's talk about ones that could be on their way out. In terms of who they could trade, they have a surplus of outfielders. You got Bryce Harper, Adam Eaton, Michael A. Taylor, Brian Goodwin, Victor Robles. What does this mean for the outfield and who could get traded away?
Yeah, I think, you know, those couple of guys there, Bryce, Eaton, and Robles are probably not locks to be still with the organization next year. They won't be traded away. But you know, they have the flexibility. You know, we look at the rest of the guys. There's always some interest in Michael Taylor. He's a guy who's still young, who's had a lot of tools and had a really breakout season. He's a guy that's been asked about often over the last couple of off seasons. And, of course, after the season he had last year, you think that those interests only kind of increase at this point. You know, so I think that if they get to a point here where they feel like they can best fill one of their needs with a trade, that's, you know, Michael Taylor is probably a pretty big candidate there. Brian Goodwin took a pretty big step forward last season as well. In his rookie year, but you can look at guys like Andrew Stevenson and Rafael Bautista a little bit further down the depth chart, but still have some promise, made the major leagues last year, you know, have shown some promise and some upside. I think those guys too could be some kind of package deal that they'd like could potentially pull off if they wanted to make some kind of trade. I think the biggest thing though with the Nats is nobody's not be surprised if they make any kind of major move on any of those guys, especially the prospects. Because they don't have necessarily a huge hole that they're looking to fill. You know, you're looking at back end of the rotation, middle of the bullpen, bench. It's not usually a spot that you trade any of those kind of top prospect or highly touted outfielders for. So I think that what you'll see is probably them hold on to some of those guys maybe to the trade deadline. I think that's really a place you can see them necessarily deal one of those outfielder prospects if they continue to play well. But I think right now it's a place that you have to kind of be on the lookout for because they can certainly pull out a move, you know, at any point. Mike Rizzo's been known to take a deal that, you know, he thinks will make his team better.
All right, Jamal, as we wrap up our winter meetings preview, I want to ask you the most memorable winter meetings for you. When was that and what happened?
Yeah, I mean, I had to go with last year. You know, it was so crazy just the winter meetings, obviously, being in D.C., and just the Nats were kind of center stage for everything. You know, you think about that winter meetings to start off with them being the heavy favorites for Andrew McCutchen. Of course, then the big players were Chris Sale for a while before the Red Sox came in and got him. The whole time they were also searching for a bullpen piece and a closer, really. You know, Mark Melanson, they were connected to Kenley Jansen. There was a little bit of Wade Davis buzz. All before really they end up, you know, not necessarily settling, but a lot of people thought settling on Adam Eaton and making the trade for him that people are still kind of debating to this day whether or not they gave up too much or not enough or whatever for Adam Eaton. And I think that was just kind of the kind of craziest and most memorable for me. And also just the fact that they traded that kind of significant of a package of prospects, something that Mike Rizzo has never done in his tenure here, to unload those players for Adam Eaton. You know, after kind of being connected to every other piece there, I think it was just the wildest winter meetings for this team so far in their short history.
All right. Well, we are not expecting any big moves to be made for the Nationals, but we never know. And that's why, Jamal, you'll be down there in Lake Buena Vista covering this team all the way through. So safe travels and appreciate you joining us. And we'll discuss next week, talk a little bit about all of the moves that were or potentially were not made and wrap it all up and put a bow on it. So really appreciate you joining us, Jamal, and enjoy the winter meetings.